students from underprivileged backgrounds don't often get to spread their artistic wings in the classroom. There's a studio in San Antonio's West Side that's actually paying students to make art all day. Walking into La Printeria is like walking into a middle school gym. Literally, La Printeria is located in the gymnasium of the former Lincoln Middle School, now the Westside Education Training Center run by Alamo Colleges. The long rectangular space amplifies the vacuum cleaner-like sounds of the printmaking equipment. The room is decorated with poster-like prints of all shapes, sizes, and colors. Harvey Mireles is the founder and director of La Printeria. He says it's not just a workspace for painters and designers to create multiple copies of their work.
The other thing was that we could work with kids, primarily kids of in the inner city, underserved communities, and provide them the skill set for creating art, creating prints primarily.
Mireles is himself a native of the West Side, a traditionally underserved section of San Antonio.
And I wanted to bring something to those that were not being properly served, in my opinion.
La Printeria is offering a 10-week summer session as part of a workforce program under the San Antonio Housing Authority. 7 young people who live in public housing are participating this year. They start off learning how to create single-color prints and will gradually create a design with up to 6 colors. The week I come to visit, they're working on Lichtenstein recreations. Roy Lichtenstein was an American pop artist whose comic book-like works are brightly colored and prominently feature polka dots known as Benday dots.
The second layer of my print is going to have 5 colors, so this is the second color.
Denise Curtis is a 19-year-old attending Howard University.
So basically, I just chose to use Roy Lichtenstein's Girl with a Ribbon. I guess I kind of subverted it because it was like a blonde girl with blue eyes with an American ribbon on it. So I subverted it and turned it into a black woman with afro. And I changed the ribbon into the Garvey flag for African Americans. I guess I just wanted to just celebrate black women for once.
17-year-old Romeo Carmona is on the computer cleaning up a recreation of Lichtenstein's still life with cow skull.
I just think it would look good in my room as like a little poster.
Carmona didn't used to be a fan of art.
Well, I took an art class freshman year, and I hated it so much. I'm not going to lie. It was like the worst class I've ever taken. But I consider myself creative as far as like music and stuff goes. So like I always take the opportunity to do stuff like that whenever I get the opportunity.
Desiree Gomez, also 17, is using a deeper blue for her print of Lichtenstein's Crying Girl. She became interested in art as a freshman when her dad would send her drawings from jail.
My dad, he was in jail for 8 years. He recently got out, but every year, Valentine's, holidays, he would always send me a drawing. So me, I really wanted to be like that. Like, I wanted to be as talented as him.
19-year-old Maria Sendejas is a recent transplant to San Antonio. She's an apprentice at La Printeria and is grateful to have discovered it.
I mean, they are able to provide such an open space for the community, and a lot of the time with my experiences, that's not the case. And it's something that's open to the public, whether it's through small sessions or whether they're willing to take you in and give you a space to all in all practice and, you know, just really do what you're passionate of doing, so...
Each young printmaker in the summer session will create a total of 10 prints in the workshop, which wraps up in August. La Printeria founder Harvey Mireles has hopes a local gallery will showcase and sell their work. In San Antonio, I'm Norma Martinez.